Welcome to It's Your Community with Vanessa Denha, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to It's Your Community. And one of the premier events in Southeast Michigan is the Western Wayne Business Leadership Banquet that's been going on for a few years now, and it's happening Monday, September 25th. And to talk with us about that and so much more is the president and CEO of the Livonia Chamber of Commerce, Dan West. Dan, how are you?
Fine, Vanessa. Thanks for having me back.
So this is a big event. This, you know, this is one of my favorite networking events to attend. Tell our listeners how this came to be, and we'll get into the details of the one coming up in September. But how did the Western Wayne Business Leadership Banquet come to be?
I was talking to some of our larger regional businesses that, you know, they're obviously good to the Livonia Chamber, but they're involved in many other communities as well. And they said, we love our individual chambers, but we'd love to see an effort where we bring multiple communities together for bigger companies like us. So believe it or not, the one we got coming up this year will be the 10th one we've done. It started in 2013.
Wow, that went by so fast.
Yeah, you're telling me. Time flies by. But I look at these, we are trying to do like a mini Mackinac policy conference for Western Wayne. And it's not like we're trying to neglect or disregard what happens in downtown Detroit. What happens in downtown Detroit's big and the county's based there. But we also have a lot going up and down the I-275 corridor. So if you look at our region, it involves the 18 communities in the Conference of Western Wayne, which basically goes from Northville down towards the Downriver communities, you know, basically from the Livonia, Farmington Hills border of 275 all the way down to basically Metro Airport. That's the service area. So out of that, we started a group of business and political leaders to come together and collaborate and think more collaboratively as they do things. And a lot of it comes to that in Western Wayne, we have a lot of provincial thought. People kind of get caught up in their own communities. But when you look at developers coming to the area, they really don't know where Livonia is at or Romulus is at or Canton is at. They just know Metro Detroit. And we just want to kind of be in the game for those opportunities. And if a project comes to Romulus or it comes to Belleville or it comes to Northville, it's good for all of us because of the jobs, because of the economic development, because of the spending and the business opportunities that'll come our way. So that's really how this got started in 2013.
So tell us about this year's event, the 10th annual Western Wayne Business Leadership Banquet. Who's this keynote speaker? Where is it held? And how can people attend?
We're back at the Henry in the Autograph Collection in Dearborn. We had over 450 people register last year, and we hope to be at our capacity of 500 this year. Our speaker is Lomas Brown, the former Detroit Lion, who's on the color commentary for the Lions radio broadcast, but also he's involved in some community things and he does some business and diversity consulting for actually his teammate's company, Herman Moore, who has a bunch of businesses in the area. And the one thing, Vanessa, that I've always liked about having these athletes come and speak is that they tend to fire up businesses and business owners. They're motivated. They have overcome adversity and they know how to inspire people to succeed. And from my perspective, they're just great speakers to have. And I'm also kind of amazed at these former athletes like Lomas Brown's from Florida. He's actually in the College Football Hall of Fame for his play at the University of Florida. But yet he's made his post-career life here in Metro Detroit. So many former pro athletes have settled their roots here in Metro Detroit. And I've always liked to hear their stories of why they stay here. So he's going to be on stage, answer questions, talk about his business. And then obviously there's a lot of enthusiasm about the Detroit Lions this year, a lot of expectations. So Lomas will do a little breakdown of what he sees with the Lions season this year.
And you know, this event is a big networking event. You do try to do different things every year, Dan, to engage people in different ways. Can you kind of give us ideas of what you've done? You don't have to tell us exactly what you planned for this year, but some of the things you've done in the past.
Well, the main thing is just getting people in the room. The first year we did it, we had the networking for like an hour. It is now 2 hours because people now know there's a chance there's someone they're going to see, someone they want to catch up with. And I will say, obviously, we lost the event in 2020 because of COVID, like so many other events that were canceled. And we did come back in 21. And people kind of viewed that as like a class reunion because, you know, they were so separated from regular socializing for so long. And then last year, we kind of got back to the pre-pandemic levels for the attendance of the event. And basically, it comes down to we have like taken 5 minutes to go meet somebody you don't know. We will go out of our way. I'm blessed with our staff. And then my colleagues from other chambers will make sure certain people get introduced to each other. And then through that networking event, because it's not the largest room in the world, but it's enough to where you're going to run into somebody you know. And there's a lot of regional type operations, law firms, community planning, construction, banks, all this stuff that are part of the room. And they all want to get connected. And really, I would say in Western Wayne, a lot like Livonia, our town here, it's very much a small town in the regard that a lot of people tend to know each other. And this event kind of brings it together because it is a local focus. I'm Mackinac Island, Vanessa, you were part of it this year. We started doing like a Western Wayne networking event with our friends at the Sterling Heights Chamber in Macomb County on Mackinac Island, because there's like 1,500 people from the area, and they're from all over the state of Michigan. This creates a local paradigm where people are going to run into someone they know locally. And so we do that at Horns on Mackinac Island. We've been there the last 2 years. We got a great response to it. We had like close to 200 people in the room. And it just makes networking easier when you go in the room and you know a few people. And then after that, that kind of breaks the ice. And then you start to go and introduce yourself to other people you don't know and really start to work on expanding your network and take advantage of the collection of people in that room.
Yeah, that was a wonderful event that you put on, and I was able to attend this past year, and I'm so glad I did. I was really impressed, Dan, with the engagement, the turnout, the people were there. You really engaged a lot of people, different leaders from varied backgrounds and varied industries. And it was just a fun event. And one of the things that I love about what you do at the Livonia Chamber, and you just alluded to it, is that you make a point to help people with introductions. Like and this is what people should get in the habit of doing, asking people for introductions. Like when you go to an event and you see somebody, ask them, is there somebody here you can introduce me to? And I'll introduce you to somebody that I know who you might be able to benefit from. That's part of networking.
Well, it's socially awkward for most people to go into a room of strangers and try to find common ground for conversation and to interact. It's not an easy thing. There are some really, really highly talented, skilled people, some amazingly extroverted people that can make a conversation with anybody. And those are probably some of the best salespeople that we've come across. But, the fundamental thing of a chamber of commerce is to connect people to others, to ideas, and to business. And so that is what we fundamentally do, not just our chamber, but all chambers. This is what we try to do. And what the Mackinac Island opportunity, we call the, our Mackinac Mingle event up there. We know that collaborating in a region can only not only happen one night a week when we do our event in the fall. We need other events like that going on. So the Mackinac Island one, and another thing with that, there are some people I see on Mackinac Island as far as heads of industry that I don't see locally. They're actually based in Livonia, but I don't see them around that much locally, but I will see them up there. So it's just a chance to get some of those senior level people from these organizations together. And that's what really makes the networking really good. And then from my perspective, when you meet somebody socially in these types of environments, you don't hard sell them. You get to know them. You get to find out, hey, what's keeping them up at night with business? How's their life treating you? What are their hobbies they're in? Get to know them personally. And then my experience has been, once you talk to them and you don't push anything on them, if you have to send them an email for something later, they tend to respond faster. And this is really how the networking process works, is that you're not there to hard sell. You don't go to a networking event expecting to make a deal. It takes several interactions to do that. And I may not, if you meet an insurance agent, I may not need an insurance situation right now. I may be interested in shopping it around in a year or two, but right now, just get to know the person, connect to them as a human being, understand what their industry is about. It's all, for me, Vanessa, you and I were both trained in journalism.
Yeah.
We're curious people.
Yeah.
Be curious about what the other person's industry is and how they see the world and, maybe what's going on in their family life and stuff like that. Just be curious and enjoy that interaction And I think that's how you build trust that could lead to business opportunities in the future.
Yeah. People do business with people they like and trust, and it's about building relationships. And, you know, one of the things that I recommend to people, and this is something that a networking group that I'm part of through the Livonia Chamber of Commerce, Dan, we're going to get our own table at the Western Wayne Business Leadership Banquet. And I really recommend that tactic. If you have a group of friends, maybe you're not comfortable going alone, get a group of people and say, hey, let's get together and get a table together. Maybe you are a small business company, can't afford to sponsor something on your own, but you do it with another small business company. That's another way to collaborate together.
I love the idea. And again, you guys are making your own connections right now. That's why you get in these networking groups and you build that trust and you create ideas. And that's what really collaboration is all about. And it benefits everybody in the effort.
Yeah. Yeah. Great point. So Dan, what else is going on? You have, you know, so many things throughout the whole year. You just came off of one of your annual golf outing. So tell us what else is happening. What's happened this summer? What's coming up in the fall?
We are before COVID, we did traditional manufacturing day in Livonia with Wayne Westland Schools and with Clarenceville Schools and Northville Schools, which were, you know, young people toured manufacturing facilities. COVID actually kind of put a damper on that the last couple of years. This year, we're coming back with an event called Touch a Job. And what we learned from manufacturing day is that it's good to see firsthand, have young people see what goes on. More importantly, with the parents to see how high tech, how clean, how dynamic manufacturing facilities are and the logistics and the technology that's involved to operate those things. These are great jobs. And in our area, the jobs in the most demand. And in many cases, you don't need anything more than an associate degree to make that happen. But with Touch a Job, we're going to do a direct where young people are going to have a half hour with a hands-on opportunity. They're going to meet with a police officer if they want to learn the police careers. They're going to go with a firefighter to learn about fire careers. You're going to go into parts making. You're going to go into welding. You're going to go into computer-aided design. You're going to go into the health careers. There's a whole bunch of health careers that only require an associate's degree. And it's going to be on a Saturday. It's going to be Saturday, September 30th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Schoolcraft College Manufacturing and Engineering Center, which is on Merriman Road off of Glendale, just south of I-96. We're aiming middle and high school students of any school district. You don't have to be a Livonia student. We would welcome anybody. My wife teaches at Allen Park High School. We've reached out to them. Schoolcraft and our other partners have reached out to other neighboring school districts. We want to give young people a chance to have a hands-on experience to see, do they like this? Is this interesting? To engage them a little bit more. I believe a lot of people aren't aware of the jobs that are available out there because they've never been exposed to it. They've never been shown it. And I think what's great about having a Saturday event, it brings the parents out to come and see firsthand. They can ask questions. They can see what the pay is and all this. And just, you know, you look at the cost of college, if you want to go get a four-year degree, and if you want to go into law, medicine, high-level business, engineering, these types of things, go get your advanced degrees. I'm not going to belittle that. But a lot of people that don't know exactly what they want to do, go get an associate's degree in one of these skilled jobs. There's more and more careers only require an associate's degree. Start working, and then your employer, when you advance in the company, will pay for you to go get your bachelor degree, your master's degree, and these other advanced certifications you need to grow your career. And it doesn't cost you the enormous debt that a lot of families and individuals take on going right from high school, jumping into a four-year program. Yeah. So, I always advise people, look at what jobs are in demand and see among them what you want before you go into pursuing something post high school. And that's what Touch a Job is, just trying to introduce to young people and their parents the variety of jobs that are available without a four-year degree and a lot of times certificates. And then more importantly for the parents, again, to see it firsthand themselves.
You know what I love about that too, Dan, you're giving kids an opportunity to see things they might not have even thought about. There might be jobs out there they didn't even know existed or never thought about or never were exposed to. So you're kind of opening up their eyes to all these different opportunities.
Well, in many cases, if you bring in like a sixth or seventh grader to this event, they may be entering a workforce for a job that doesn't currently exist. because of the evolution of technology.
Sure.
But the one thing that we actually have an energy demonstration, and out of that, actually train the HVAC company is going to provide this. And it's like, they're going to look at like light and airflow and all that, and use that as data analysis. Data analysis can be used for anything you go into.
Yeah.
So it's little stuff like that where it also kind of connects the dot on the algebra class you take and these other types of classroom things to make it more real for, so they just don't think their teachers are pounding this into them because they got nothing else to do with their time. There actually is a reason for math and science and introduce them to the practical use, which I believe might help these young people be a little bit more engaged when in school.
Yeah. Great point. We're talking with Dan West from the Livonia Chamber of Commerce. Many events coming up and opportunities to engage the Livonia Chamber of Commerce, including the Western Wayne Business Leadership Banquet. Dan, you are a big proponent in collaboration. It's a big part of what networking is all about. And you've collaborated in so many different levels with the businesses in your own community, you know, and for particular community outreach efforts. Can you speak to us about that, about the importance of collaboration?
You look at a world when you have limited resources, you have to share. And like right now, we're in a conversation right now with our Parks and Recreation Director and then with Wayne County and some of our local businesses about expanding the bike trail system in Livonia into the Hines Park portion of Wayne County Parks. And then, you know, Northville's got bike trails and all these neighboring communities have that. Something like that. Sometimes communities get caught up. And let's face it, you know, running a city like Livonia or Westland or a township like Canton or Northville or Plymouth is a lot of work. And, you know, you got fine elected full-time people that lead those organizations. But the collaborations really creates a lot of opportunities with like a bike trails, with jobs, with like a touch job event. There's you're working with all these other school districts and stuff like that. It's like the more you get people talking about something, the better chance you have for success. And that's why the collaboration is so important. And these are the types of things that we're working on. And I'll give you a little personal story here, Vanessa, is that my in-laws live in Marquette, Michigan. Uh-huh. And in talking to some of their friends up there, they have an amazing bike trail system up north. And it's beautiful this time of year because they're along Lake Superior, all the green. They have amazing, like hundreds and hundreds of miles of trails. And in Marquette, there's microbreweries and shops and nature turnouts and all these things you can do along the bike ride. Additionally, you got more people in their 60s and 70s getting e-bikes to where if you're going up a hill, you have the electric motor to advance you along, but you also have a pedal to keep working your legs and you can enjoy the outdoors and do these things with that. Out of that, I'm trying to connect some people here locally with the people in Marquette to learn about how outdoor recreation is indeed an industry and how you can combine Metro Detroit and Marquette. You know, you build the stuff down here, you use it up north, but also there's testing that could be done in both places as well. And it's stuff like that, that, when you get networked with enough people, and you know, Vanessa, you and I have been working in the Metro Detroit area for a long time, you get to know a lot of people, but also that's where you hear ideas, and that's what gets me excited. Is that I love ideas, and I love getting with the people and connecting people. Said, hey, you do this, you do that, you guys should talk, and if it comes into something, it's really gratifying.
Yeah, that's such a great point, and Dan, you know, for people listening, the value of the Livonia Chamber, I've been a longtime Livonia Chamber member. My husband and I have our businesses in Livonia. What would you say is the value of becoming a Livonia Chamber member?
Well, with your husband in the HVAC industry, there's a credibility with being a member of the local chamber. Sure. When it comes to like home construction, when it comes to like insurance and banking and financial planning, these really personal type services, if you think about it, you know, fixing your roof, fixing your air conditioning, painting your house, doing the concrete on your driveway, doing an expansion to your house. You want to believe in the person you're talking to is going to deliver on what they said they're going to do for the price that they promised. And I think that sticker of being involved in a local chamber of commerce people like to support local. And that is a demonstration of being a local person in that community, a supporter of that community. And we, and that's what we've always tried to say through the years, that there's a credibility that comes with being, and there's actually studies that show that a reputation of a company to the general public is much higher when you're a member of the local chamber of commerce. So this is why we believe being a member of a local chamber is important. Demonstrate the sticker, put the plaque in your office. And, you know, and then if you're able to join multiple chambers, show those as well. And I just believe it's important in any community, not just Livonia, but I mean, out in Brighton, out in Sterling Heights, out in Birmingham, out in Troy and Ferndale and all that stuff. If you're part of the local chamber of commerce and you see that sticker, I think people are doing more and more of that as their due diligence before they make a big project or a big purchase and stuff like that. And that's why it's important to be a member of your local chamber.
And you don't have to have your business in Livonia to be a member of Livonia Chamber.
Actually, 15% of our members are not based in Livonia. It's whoever wants to interact with the Livonia business community. And when you look at, you know, we're the ninth largest city in Michigan, one of the largest cities in Wayne County outside of Detroit. Detroit, Dearborn, Canton, and us as far as the larger communities in Wayne County. You know, and then additionally, when we partner with other chambers for events like the Western Wayne Banquet, and actually late in August, we're doing a joint networking event with the Plymouth and Northfield Chamber on August 23rd. When you have those types of opportunities, this is where, you know, you just get more than just the community of Livonia. You get opportunities to interact with people in the neighboring communities as well.
We're talking with Dan West here on It's Your Community. He is with the Livonia Chamber of Commerce. They have several events coming up. Dan, give out your website, or how can we find out more of what's going on at Livonia Chamber?
And actually, if you're interested in any of these events, it's www.livonia.org is our website. I'm on Twitter, DJWest777. And often on Twitter, I still got that journalism blood in me. I usually put newsy type things on there. Articles, things going on locally, stuff like that. What I try to do on that, but also we do spread out our events on that.
Yeah, I do. I can't help myself, Dan. Even though I'm doing coaching more than anything today, leadership and corporate management coaching and team building coaching, I am a news person at heart, and I tweet news stories all the time. I can't help myself. You know, it's now X. It's not Twitter anymore. X.
It's X, X at Twitter, whatever the heck they're calling it.
I don't know what they're calling it, X at Twitter. What else do you want to share with our listeners before we let go? If people want to buy tickets, I know you could buy a table. Can they still sponsor Western Wayne Business Leadership, or how does that work?
We're still looking for corporate table sponsorships for the Western Wayne Business Leadership Banquet. That's available on the website, Livonia.org. And then for all our events coming on, we have our annual diversity and inclusion event coming up in September. We are doing a joint networking event with the Westland Chamber of Commerce on October 11th at Tatton Park in Westland. We're doing our annual membership reception in November. All these things coming up, you can check us out in that. And then even if you're just interested in checking us out, feel free to email me at dwest@livonia.org, dwest@livonia.org. And if you're saying, hey, I got a new small business in town, I want to check you out, we'll let you come to some of our smaller events and get acquainted. We actually had a networking event last week where 70 people came one of our local restaurants for the evening, which was amazing for a summer evening. But I will say this, Vanessa, that in 2023, I think people have really moved on from their fears of socializing with the COVID situation. And they realize they got to get back at networking. They got to get back at it. And I think we've seen that with some of the attendance at our events this year. And I'm hearing from other people that I got to get back to going to things. I really
do. Me too. I felt that way too, Dan. And that's why I'm showing up to more networking events. I joined that networking group in Livonia because we did go through kind of a lull. And, you know, you can't keep your business going without connecting with people. It's just not possible.
And I believe the face-to-face interaction is how you build it. You can maintain relationships on social media and in the virtual space. But when it comes to, again, going back to the fundamentals, you want to see somebody in the face. Do I believe this person? Do I trust this person to deliver what they say they're going to do? And that really only happens with the face-to-face interaction.
Yeah. Dan West, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure talking with you.
Thanks for the time, Vanessa. Take care.
My pleasure. Dan West from the Livonia Chamber of Commerce joining us here on It's Your Community. If you have any questions or comments, show topics you want me to get to, you can go to Epiphany Communications and Coaching. That's my website. You can email me there, or you can find me on any of my social media platforms, Vanessa Denha Garmo on X, Twitter. I'm on Epiphany Communications and Coaching on Facebook, Vanessa Denha Garmo on LinkedIn, and I'm also on Instagram. As always, we remind you, our listeners, to connect, communicate, and to collaborate with your community. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next time right here on It's Your Community.
It's Your Community, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.